What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Trump and Cumbucket Harris are the prime examples of the people that God in the Quran turned into apes and monkeys. Now, like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, guys, God does not change your form. You know, a lot of Muslims out there, especially low IQ Salafi Muslims, they literally believe that there's a group of people out there that actually were turned into monkeys and apes. Now, the thing you guys need to understand about Islam is that Islam is a figurative religion more than it is a literal religion. In fact, that's really the key difference between Judaism and Islam. You know, in Judaism, God was very figurative, like, don't sleep with another man. I mean, there's no other way you can interpret that. And the reason behind it is that God, when it comes to us Jews, he has to be explicitly 100% with us. With the Muslims, because supposedly they're supposed to have a little bit more faith, God can be a little bit more on the figurative side than on the literal side. So when God in the Quran says, I have turned these people into apes and swines, doesn't mean that they're physically formed into swines and monkeys, okay? Now, for those of you who don't know, during the lifetime of the Israelites, I don't know if it was before, after, or during the lifetime of the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, but there was a sect of followers who never took the religion seriously. They always took the religion of God as a plaything, as a mockery, and God had enough of them, and he turned them into apes and swines, you know? So like Sheikh Imran Hussein says, they went to Monkey Town. That's what Sheikh Imran Hussein calls Western civilization, as Monkey Town. So as you guys probably know by now, the good Christians or the Orthodox Christians, those are the ones who went to Constantine. And then when the Ottomans destroyed Constantine, those are the ones who went to present-day Russia and Eastern Europe. This is why the Jews wanted to destroy Eastern Europe early on, because they wanted to exterminate the good Christians. And now Eastern European, there's a resurgence of good Orthodox Christianity in Eastern European. And guess where's Monkey Town at? It's right here in Western civilization, and the capital of Monkey Town is United States of America. So guys, if you look at Trump, he looks like a fucking swine, dude. If you look at Cumbucket Harris, she looks like a fucking monkey. Guys, there are so many things out there that prove Islam is a divine and correct religion, and it's 100% authentic. There's a lot of stuff out there about Islam that proves it to be authentic, okay? Look at Trump. He looks like a fucking swine. He eats a lot of McDonald's, you know, kind of like how pigs eat a lot of crap. He eats a lot of crap, okay? Look at Cumbucket Harris and the way she shuckles. The bitch looks like a fucking monkey, dude. So, on a figurative level, okay, what's dirtier than a pig? Nothing. Pig is the dirtiest animal out there. What's more obstinate and disgusting and just fucking repulsive? A monkey, right? You know, turd flinking monkey. You know, I'm not talking about our TFM, you know. I'm talking about, you know, real monkeys, right? You know, monkeys, they fling turds. They fling turds, they eat their own feces. Monkeys are a disgusting creature, okay? So pigs are fucking dirty, and monkeys are fucking disgusting, right? Okay? So these are the people that Islam talks about who have been turned into monkeys and swine, okay? Trump is the perfect example of a swine. Cumbucket Harris is a perfect example of a monkey, okay? You guys out there need to understand, you guys are getting played by dirty Jews. At the end of the day, Jews are large and in charge, and who's running the show is Satan. You guys need to understand, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Satan said to God, with the exception of your staunchest supporters, I'm going to take everybody to hell with me, okay? You look at Trump. Trump is saying, oh, they're eating cats and dogs in fucking, Ohio, you know, the Haitians. Guys, let me tell you something. Here in South Florida, it's all fucking Haitians, okay? I have never seen a Haitian fucking eat dogs and cats, okay? Okay, let me tell you something. When my father came to this great country, yeah, we ate ducks and geese from the park because, yeah, they were right there. But we drew the line at fucking cats and dogs, okay? At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, and the Redacted did a video about this, Haitians ain't fucking eating cats and dogs. It's all a lie by that swine Trump, okay? So if anything, you should be more fearful of Chinese than fucking Haitians, you know? Guys, let me tell you something. Like a couple of years ago, a lot of cats in our area went missing, and people were like, whatever happened to our pet cats, you know? They were here, but they're gone. Whatever happened to our pet cats, you know? Turned out that the local Chinese restaurants were actually serving us cat food, you know? Literally, cat. They were serving us cats. So I would be far more worried about eating at a Chinese place than I would Haitians eating cats and dogs, okay? Again, here in South Florida, it's pretty much all Haitians, dude. And again, I can't stress this enough. I'd be way more worried about Chinese serving you cats and dogs than fucking Haitians eating cats and dogs. This is all a fucking meme. It's all a fucking lie started by Trump. Because again, at the end of the day, Trump and Cumbucket Harris, they are the swine and the monkeys that God in the Quran speaks about, okay? There is no rehabilitation for these people. This is just who they are. And at the end of the day, they're just fooling you people. Have you guys seen all the memes out there with Trump fucking saving cats and shit like that, you know? Do you guys realize how fucking asinine that is? No, I get it, guys. Memes are kind of fun. But at the end of the day, man, when you're fucking president of the USA and you're a fucking meme, dude, it's like, have some sort of motherfucking decorum. You look at Cumbucket Harris, you know, always laughing and cackling. It's like, come on, dudes. This is like, I mean, you really are better off getting the crack addict who's a stripper to be president than fucking Cumbucket Harris, you know? But at this point, guys, Islam is 100% right about swines and pigs and fucking monkeys. This is what we have in Washington, D.C. in particular, Western civilization in general. And you guys out there need to understand, God hates Western civilization. A lot of people out there, they tie Christianity to Western civilization. That could not be farther from the truth, okay? Christianity split from Western civilization when Rome fell. They went to Constantinople. And then when the Enlightenment happened in the 1400s, 1500s, and that's when the Ottomans conquered Constantinople, Orthodox Christianity moved to what we now know as Russia. So the real Christianity, guys, it's in Eastern Europe. This is why I tell you guys, you need to be in Eastern Europe, okay? Now, I'd go to Colombia because Colombia is better for business. It's actually closer to me. You know, I'm going down to Miami now to look at a couple of lots for my food truck. The drive to Miami is longer than the plane ride from Lauderdale down to Columbia. Nevertheless, you know, you are better off living in Eastern Europe with good Orthodox Christians than you are in Colombia, because in Colombia they're Catholics, they have the whole tranny faggot thing going on, homosexuality, their women are dirty, dirty charmutas, okay, guys? Even Latin America is fucking monkey town for that matter, okay? Not just United States of America and Canada. So, you guys gotta understand, Western civilization does not equal Christianity, okay? The reason why the Jews say Western civilization equals Christianity is so they can destroy Christianity and Western civilization at the same time. For you guys to love Jesus, you must hate Western civilization, you know? Do you guys really believe that Jesus was the Lamb of God? Jesus, like his forefather, King David, he was gonna march up to Caesar, jack him in the jaw, and take over his fucking empire, okay? The whole point of Jesus was to conquer Rome, okay? Who's modern day Rome? It's America, okay? Once you understand that America in particular, Western civilization, is Rome, then you understand that Christianity does not equal Rome, does not equal Western civilization. If anything, real Christianity is the enemy of Western civilization. This is what you guys need to understand, you know. This is why the Jews are like, Western civilization is Christianity, Rome is America number two. No. Rome is Satanism. America is Satanism. Western civilization in general is Satanism, okay? You cannot be a person of the God of Abraham and be a supporter of Western civilization. Again, guys, look at Trump. Look at that pig, Trump. Look at that fucking monkey, come bucket Harris. These are the epitome of Western civilization. Can you guys, in all honesty, tell me that, yeah, Western civilization really is Christianity when you have losers like Trump and come bucket Harris? And what are they doing? They're both bowing down to the Jews. At the end of the day, guys, come bucket Harris, Trump, they are two sides to the same coin, okay? If come bucket Harris wins, we're gonna fall from within. If Trump wins, we're all gonna go die for dirty Jews, okay? Both ways, you lose. Both ways, the Jews win. This is what you guys out there need to understand. The Jews genuinely don't care who wins. Just like the Jews didn't care if Bonaparte won or the French won, they don't care. The Jews don't care if Hitler won or Western civilization won. At the end of the day, the Jews control everybody. Even TFM himself admitted that the Jews control everyone. At the end of the day, guys, Islam tells us, do not take the Jews and Christians who have taken each other as allies, because if you do, there is no coming back, okay? Why? Because these people have sought refuge with Satan, okay? The Christian and the Jews have taken each other as allies. They are satanic. That's what they are. They are Satan worshippers, okay? Washington, D.C., they're all Satan worshippers out there. So how can you guys support America? How can you support Western civilization when Western civilization as a whole is built on Satanism? You really can't, okay? So, as you guys know, I have submitted the paperwork to Tallahassee to start a MGTOW party. going to take a couple of weeks. I'm actually going to give him a call tomorrow and be like, hey, man, what's up with my paperwork, you know? I finally got the two other people that I needed to get for a political party. So tomorrow I'm going to call up Tallahassee, the Florida Department of Elections, and be like, hey, man, what's up with my MGTOW party, man? What's going on, dude? It usually takes a couple of weeks for them to get back to you. It's only been like 2 weeks, so I'm going to give them a call just to see what's going on. At the end of the day, guys, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, MGTOW has to become political, okay? Because someone, not me, is not going to help us, okay? At the end of the day, only we can help ourselves, okay? The cavalry ain't coming, okay? Fucking Putin isn't gonna save us. Iran ain't gonna save us. The Chinks ain't gonna save us, okay? At the end of the day, guys, MGTOW can save us, okay? If I was running for president, which I actually am, by the way, my slogan would be Salvage America. Because as everybody in the MGTOW community knows by now, we're not looking to convert people. We are looking for survivors. That's what we're looking for. Just like you can't make men go MGTOW, only women can make men go MGTOW. It's the same thing when it comes to the MGTOW political movement. You cannot have people converted to MGTOW. Only women, only Jews, only an evil society can make men go MGTOW. You cannot do it. It's like Islam or any religion, guys. You cannot force people to accept God. You can't stick a sword or a gun at somebody's face and say, hey, man, you gotta become Muslim, Christian, or Jew, or else I'm gonna kill you. It doesn't work like that. So just like people accept the one true God through their own will, people have got to accept MGTOW through their own will. And you guys need to understand, when all this comes falling down, okay? Somebody has to lead the masses, okay? You can't rely on a goy revolution. You can't have normies trying to run the place. Somebody has to be in a position of authority. That's us MGTOWs, okay, guys? We need to be in a position of authority, okay? Get that through your mind. And a lot of you guys out there are saying, I don't want people to know I'm MGTOW. The government is going to come after us. Dude, we cannot be cowards like this forever, man. I mean, you know me, my entire shit is out there. You know, the government knows who I am. I actually had a top Biden security expert run a hit piece about me, okay? You guys see me, like, hiding my identity, shit like that? Hell no, you know? You guys need to understand, dudes, we need to emulate the prophets, okay? Did Jesus go hide from Caesar? No. Did Muhammad go hide from the pagans of Quraysh? No. Did Moses go hide from Pharaoh? No. So why are we fucking hiding from fucking swines and monkeys, okay? Do you think Trump is anything compared to Pharaoh? Do you think fucking Cumbucket Harris is anything compared to, like, Caesar? Hell no, motherfuckers. So why the fuck are we hiding from these people, you know? So, like I said, dudes, eventually, MGTOW's gotta go political. And just to let you guys know, to create a political party, you don't need any money. You don't need any certification. All you need is three people. You need a chair, a co-chair, and a secretary / treasurer. That's it. That's all you need. And of course, the people must be legally able to vote, because those will be the first people to join MGTOW. Okay, guys? So all you need is chair, co-chair, treasurer, and then after that you need a party constitution. It's very simple, dudes. It like took me 2 hours to get the MGTOW papers set and ready to go. So if any of you guys are in a different state and you want to start a MGTOW political party in that state, let me know. I will look up the laws for the MGTOW party in your state, and I'll help you get your party going. Anyway, guys, I'm done with this video, and good old Florida, dude. All of a sudden it starts fucking raining, now I can't see anything, so I'm gonna slow down a little bit. Like I said, I'm on I-95. I went down to like 40 miles. I'm driving on the right lane. So, yeah, guys, I'm pretty much done with this video. Anyway, guys, I'll see you later. Peace.